This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The Illinois State University president is asking lawmakers for more money as hundreds of university employees remain on strike. Andover Tarhule tells a committee ISU is offering comparable pay for striking building and food service workers.
We must balance the market competitiveness against what we know it will cost students and our ability to attract them. That is the overall philosophy that guides our negotiations.
Mike Newman is deputy director of AFSCME Council 31, the union representing the striking building and food service workers. He testified before an Illinois House committee on higher education that the university has hired strikebreakers, pressured student workers to do the work of striking employees, and is not negotiating in good faith.
This strike is not about employees demanding more. It is about employees resisting the university's efforts to take away longstanding precedents that ensure fair treatment.
President Tarhule told lawmakers the university is not using strikebreakers. An effort to impose an extra tax on millionaires in Illinois has stalled in the state legislature. The proposed amendment to the state constitution would impose a 3% tax on individuals that make over $1 million annually to fund property tax relief and public schools. Here's Democratic House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch.
We're committed to getting it right. We're going to continue to work towards it, more work needs to be done.
Welch said the proposal wouldn't be ready by the end of the week. That means the amendment won't meet a May 3rd deadline to be on the fall ballot because the House doesn't return to Springfield until a day after that. IDOT says all eastbound lanes of I-64 at the Wabash River near Grayville will close at 7 p.m. this coming Monday, April 27th. The shutdown, located at the Illinois-Indiana state line, is for a scheduled bridge inspection and minor maintenance. You're listening to WSIU. You could read more on our website, wsiu.org.